What's happening, man? It's your boy 911, and you tuned in to AVG Podcast. As always, man, you know how we do. Let's get to it. Now, this one here is going to take a real grown-up to understand. A person with an open mind, a person that's truthful with themselves, and a person that's willing to make a change. And so the message for that is, have you ever stopped to think maybe it's you? Now, I know everybody walk on water, y'all, the next coming of Jesus, but if every situation you're in, it seems to be some type of turmoil, argument, gossip, fight attached to it, maybe it's you. Every time you go to the restaurant with your friends, hang out, your food never right. Waiter got an attitude with you. They're doing something intentionally to make your experience bad, to cut their tip. If you at the job and it always seems like somebody picking on you, it's always seemed like when a rule comes down to be enforced, it was targeted just at you. Your supervisor don't like you. Your coworkers seem to get along with everybody else, but they don't like you. Sometimes you have to take a realistic look in the mirror. If you are the common denominator of all the turbulence that you go through in your life, maybe it's you. And I know that's hard to come to grips with. Men, you know, we prideful. Women, you know, y'all don't do shit wrong. So I know this is very hard to come to grips with. But sometimes we are our own worst enemies. We can't get out our own way. It's because of the nasty attitude and disposition that we have towards people. The problem that we have of authority. Because I don't think, maybe outside of a few professions, medical field, or something like that, or some type of high-end advertisement job, or college coaching, professional level coaching, something like that. I don't know any job that goes out and recruits people to come to their job, to their facility, to make money. Now, I could be wrong. It could be a lot more other professions out there that recruit to bring people in. But for the most part, the way jobs work, you put in an application, you wait for that application to go through its HR process, see if you awarded an interview. And if you awarded the interview, you put your best foot forward. Oh, I don't have no problems with this. I don't have any problems with scheduling. I don't have any problems with shift or anything like that. But when the job starts, everything that you sat down and told that employer, you've already forgotten about. by day three. So if they didn't recruit you, and this was something you've asked to do, especially these people in these customer service jobs, if you know you don't handle speaking to people well, resolving conflict, and it's not to say people should be able to talk to you any kind of way, but when you're in customer service, you are the first line of defense in representing whatever company that is that you work for to that customer. And so the very first impression they get of that company is you with a badass attitude. That company just lost out. But like I said, I'm going to say this again because I know nobody really does nothing wrong. It's the era of the superhumans. And I know accountability is a real hard thing to accept and swallow. But I really want you to sit back and think about it. Maybe it's you. Maybe you are the one that's holding yourself back from all the things that you want to accomplish in life. Because the cheat code is, and I'm not talking about letting nobody walk over you or kissing ass or nothing like that, but the cheat code to life, it's having a good attitude when you interact with people from day to day. Because see, some people only turn on their good attitudes when they feel like somebody's in a position to help them, or they feel like somebody's in a position of power. But one thing my parents taught me is everybody you interact with, you give them the same baseline of respect. Their job title, their income, the car they drive, none of that means nothing to me. I'm going to give you that same respect that I give the CEO of a company. I'm going to give that same level of respect as the person that comes up and clean the building up, because that's how I was raised. And you never know who's that person you walking by and looking over, turning your nose up to. It could be somebody that could get you further in whatever venture you have going on. But your attitude stops that. Your attitude won't let you allow you to get that blessing, because you already blocked that person out because of appearance or because you feel superior to them. But sometimes life has a funny way of humbling you. And God might put that same person you looked over or didn't want to interact with, you'll have to see that same face again. So again, like I said, I know all y'all walk on water, so it probably don't pertain to nobody listening to this. But just remember, if you know somebody, let's just say that, if you know somebody that seems to always have conflict wherever they go, just tap them on the shoulder and say, hey, you might not want to hear this, but maybe it's you. Y'all be easy, man. That was just something on my head I wanted to get off. I always visualize your goals, and after that, accomplish those visualized goals. 9/11, gone.